You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm Pooh.
And I'm William Cooper.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you want another kind of love, oh, wear my little mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand. I'm your man. If you want a box, into the rain for you. If you want a Jewish doctor, all uncover every inch of you. If you want to drive a clown inside, or if you want to take me for a ride, well, you know.
Good evening, everyone. I am amazed at the response to our internet list. I have been all day weeding through the subscribers, and this is going to be the biggest list on the internet. There's no doubt about it. So let me tell you one more time how to subscribe. If you'd like to subscribe, if you have a computer and an internet account, you'd like to subscribe to our list. I don't think it's going to be easy. Don't think you're going to get on this list and just sit there and suck up all the information and the work that everybody else does. Because anybody that doesn't contribute, and by contribute, I don't mean copy a newspaper article and post it. I mean contribute. Anybody that doesn't contribute substantially over a reasonable length of time will be automatically dropped from the list. You see, I believe that everybody has to pull their weight. And so if you're going to be successful and be on this list, you're going to have to contribute. If you don't want to contribute, don't bother signing up, because once it becomes obvious that you're a taker and not a giver, you'll be dropped. So if you'd like to subscribe, address your post to Major Domo at P.O. Box.com, and that is spelled M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O, the little A with the circle around it, P-O-B-O-X.com. One more time, M-A-J-O-R-D-O-M-O, small A with a circle around it, P-O-B-O-X pobox.com. It's Majordomo at pobox.com. No spaces between anything. In the body of the message, simply type subscribe space CAJI space your address, whatever it happens to be. And that's it. So, I'll see you online. There are some simple rules, ladies and gentlemen. If you attack any person for any reason whatsoever, you will be dropped from the list immediately. Whoever you attacked will be allowed to respond in any manner they wish without prejudice. Everyone must contribute information to the list. If you don't, after a reasonable period of time, if you haven't contributed substantially, you'll be dropped. The list is to share information, not suck up the information and the hard work of everybody else. That's the way I am and always have been. If you're sensitive about your religion or any organization or political party or anything else, don't bother subscribing, because all subjects are fair game for discussion, for debate, for posting of information. All information posted must list the source. If you know the information is false or misleading or disinformation, which is okay to post because we need that information also, you must so state in the heading of the message that it is misleading, false, or out-and-out disinformation. Okay? Remember, all information posted to the list must contain a source. And by source, I don't mean Newsweek. I mean Newsweek, date, year. Everybody got that? Anything that is heard from someone else must include the source where that someone else heard it. In other words, I was talking to Joe yesterday, and he told me this is not valid information and will not be accepted, should not be posted. People who habitually post stuff like that will be dropped from the list. Okay? If somebody posts a tome of information concerning a specific religion or church and you get all bent out of shape, you'll be dropped from the list. If you insist on trying to convert other people or convince them that the information is hurting you or is against the doctrine or what the church teaches or anything like that, you'll be dropped from the list. If you want to post information that counteracts what has been posted and substantiate it with documentation, that's great. Love it. If you want to enter into debate with someone, debate the information. Anybody who interrupts a debate between other people because you saw something that hurt your feelings will be dropped from the list. Everybody understand? This is a tough list. We don't want any whiners or crybabies or people who don't know how to deal with information and debate it. Because somebody posts something that you don't like, doesn't mean that you're a bad person, doesn't mean that that person's a bad person. We deal in information. Information. All information. Whether it's true or false, whether it's about religion, about governments, about people, we don't care. But it must be sourced, and it must be accurate. And if it's false, misleading, disinformation, it must be labeled as such. You'll find, ladies and gentlemen, that this will be the best source of information, well-researched information on the Internet, of all different sources. And I think that the people who have already subscribed are beginning to discover that. Now I'm going to tell you something else. No matter how well someone researches something, occasionally they may make a mistake. Don't get all bent out of shape because you get some information and somebody made a mistake. Post another message on the list stating that you found an error in such and such, such and such. State the correction and cite your source. That's what we want. That's the way we deal with information. Okay? You may debate information. You may challenge information. You may do anything you want. Any personal attacks upon any person on that list will result in your being dropped immediately. No appeal, no excuses, no nothing. I don't even want to hear it. You're gone. Simple as that. Crybabies, whiners, gone instantly. Anybody that gets all bent out of shape because of what somebody else says in another conversation that doesn't even concern them, gone instantly. History. And you can whine and cry all you want. I don't care. I just don't care at all. We want tough people who are looking for the truth and are willing to research and contribute and debate and anything else that's proper. We don't need arrogance. We don't need all the other crap that comes on most of the lists when somebody gets on and says something that hurts somebody's little feelings. Not that kind of list, folks. We're fighting a battle. We're engaged in a war. We didn't declare this war. But I'll tell you something. We're going to find the cream of the crop, the toughest of the lot. We're going to nourish them, encourage them. We're going to dig out the truth, and we're going to win one way or another. We're going to win dealing with reality, not fantasy. We're not going to live in dreamland. We know full well that nothing is ever going to be exactly the same as it ever was. And all of you out there who think that it is, you're dreaming, you're not dealing with reality, and you're going to get hurt real bad when the final outcome proves what I just told you. It's a shame, because in many ways I'd like to go back to about 1800 and stay there forever. Without the slavery and the things that existed in that time that were bad. But with the freedom that the people enjoyed. And I would want it for all people of all religions, all races, all ancestral origins. I don't care. But it's not going to happen. We have to live in the real world. We have to live today. And today tells me that a lot of you people out there are doing nothing but diverting your energy, your resources, for nothing. Nothing. We don't have much time left. You don't have time to play these silly games. You have to get ready for the conflict that's coming. Not a conflict that we're going to begin or start or even want. But a conflict that will be brought to us. Hard times beyond your imagination. In the House right now is a bill, 2768. You need to know what this bill contains. It is devastating if it's passed. H.R. 2768 allows both state and federal prosecutors to obtain a list of the telephone numbers your telephone and fax machine call and receive, even though nobody thinks that you are guilty of any crime. H.R. 2768 allows the Attorney General to secretly obtain your financial records without a warrant, even though nobody thinks you are guilty of any crime. I hope you're listening carefully. H.R. 2768 allows the government to secretly obtain your hotel, motel bills, vehicle rental records, public storage records, and your shipping invoices when you use a private shipping company, even though nobody thinks you're guilty of any crime. It authorizes preliminary studies in preparation for the new Chemical Weapons Convention Treaty that gives United Nations inspectors police powers and immunity from prosecution for criminal acts, even murder, committed on United States soil. It further weakens the exclusionary rule that has protected Americans for generations against an overreaching, overbearing government. It opens the floodgates for warrantless interception of your email and internet communications and for warrantless electronic interception of your financial records, even though nobody thinks you've committed any crime. It seriously erodes the ability of a court to supervise and contain the scope of a legal wiretap of your phone and or fax machine. It allows the Federal Bureau of Investigation to secretly, without any warrant, obtain a list of your local and long-distance toll billing records, even though nobody thinks that you're guilty of any crime. Puts extra record-keeping requirements on your local and long-distance carriers and other electronics communications service providers, like the Internet, email providers, and so forth, BBSs, so that your records will be available for seizure with or without a warrant, even though nobody thinks that you're guilty of any crime. It extends the length of time that you may be held in custody before you are ever taken before a judge. It allows the Attorney General to reward off-duty police officers who turn in their neighbors. It allows the Attorney General to prohibit people from doing business in buildings adjacent to federal buildings. Pretty paranoid, aren't they? H.R. 2768 allows the Attorney General to carry on a continuing investigation on military bases and arsenals, even though the military are outside of that jurisdiction. This is incredible. And this is just one of the anti-terrorist legislation bills that have been introduced in the House and the Senate, ladies and gentlemen. Devastating. Devastating. Bad news. Bad news stuff. Stuff that you would only think could have happened in the Soviet Union a long time ago. It's happening right here in the United States of America. And now they are reorganizing our schools, ladies and gentlemen, so that children can no longer choose their education or their choice of studies and become whatever they want to become or engage in whatever profession they wish to engage in or just go work in an auto body shop. From now on, at an early age, they will be tested and watched and channeled into a course of studies that will lead them into a predetermined profession, whether they want it or not. Whether they want it or not. That includes becoming a janitor, becoming a gymnast, becoming a radio announcer, becoming an auto repairman, a doctor, a lawyer, an elevator operator, or whatever. It's being implemented in the schools across the country as I speak. Also tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the news, on NBC, they admitted what I've been telling you for the last 5 solid years. At least every 2 or 3 months, I have repeated it during the last 5 years. Beginning in my lectures and continuing all through the years that we've been broadcasting the Hour of the Time. They admitted officially on the NBC News, ladies and gentlemen, get this, that a certificate of title, just like I've always told you, means nothing. They said it on the news. I sat there and watched it. The state owns your vehicle, even if you've paid for it and have the title, as you think, free and clear. So, I know a lot of people thought I was absolutely raving mad when I told you those things, and I got tons of letters to prove that. And NBC proved me right today. So, also, I've been doing a little figuring, ladies and gentlemen. On Earth, man has been able to high jump at least 8 feet, maybe a little higher. And broad jump, almost 30 feet Now, granted, these are the best athletes that we have, the very best. So not everybody could do that. Now, if you took and multiplied that times 6, which is the same as high jumping or broad jumping on the moon in 1/6 Earth's gravity, the athlete would weigh 1/6 of what he weighs on Earth, and then add to that a suit and backpack that weighs about 25 pounds on the moon. It is not only possible, but would be very easy for any person, even wearing that suit, to high jump 80 feet and broad jump 300 feet. No problems. Now go back and look at the astronauts walking around and doing their stuff on the moon. Take a good look at it. Sit down and compute it for yourself. This is from the Constitutional Liberator. I don't know who sent this to me, but it has an interesting little article here. It says the Bipartisan Commission on Entitlements and Tax Reform, which is a Clinton-appointed group of economists, reported last December after studying U.S. and world economics for 6 months that they could not agree on any course of action to avert a severe fiscal economic crisis. The accumulated private and government debt cannot be paid back. Conservative estimates are at $24 trillion. $24 trillion. A panel member, Peter G. Peterson, stated, quote, "I am disappointed we could not find a solution, but I am not surprised. This crisis is coming. It is like a cancer. At the moment, the tumor is not big enough to kill, but it will," end quote. Mr. Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, is someone that you should listen to because he's the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations since 1984 when he succeeded David Rockefeller. The information is not circulated anywhere except the inner sanctum of the elite of bankers and the insiders in government. There's only one way the economic collapse can be avoided. That's abolish the Federal Reserve Bank and cancel the debt. Cancel it. It must be canceled by decree. If anybody objects, that decree has to be backed up by the full force of our military forces. You see, the debt is the result of a huge, massive fraud upon the American people. The money they say we and the government owe was created out of absolutely nothing with a stroke of a pen by the privately owned Federal Reserve anyway. The government is giving us lip service about balancing the budget. They know it cannot be done. They must cut the budget by about $240 billion per year by capping entitlement programs and eliminating debt of energy. Eliminating the Department of Energy, I should say. Education, transportation, housing, urban development, and several others, cutting back on a lot of things. And only if all of this is done can we hope to postpone the collapse by 5 to 10 years. The article was written by Francis Tudor, and I agree 100%. Now, here's something that startling. It's the Law Enforcement Officers Civil Liability Act of 1995, introduced in the House. It's H.R. 1446, 104th Congress, first session. That's H.R. 1446. To amend the revised statutes of the United States to promote equity and fairness in lawsuits brought against state and local law enforcement officers. Basically, what it says, that it doesn't matter if the officer in the course of his duty intentionally and unlawfully and illegally commits murder in front of a crowd of a million people. This would limit the maximum of punitive damages to $10,000 no matter, and the lawyers' or attorney's fees to $3,300. This, folks, gives them a license to kill. Get the text of the bill. Read it. Because I think this is amazing. And it's just one more step in the direction of the police state. One more step off the edge of the cliff. That we're barely hanging on to the edge. Anyway. And by golly, I mean barely. I think it's incredible. The state we find ourselves in, I think it's credible that you've all watched the lies that we've been told, the machinations and manipulations and the phony congressional investigations, the blatant murder of American citizens, the propagandizing of the American sheeple to get them to accept it and cover it up, the destruction of our economic and money system, the debasement of our coins, the piece-by-piece dismantling of the Bill of Rights, the blatant disregard for the Constitution for the United States of America. And you still think that you're going to study a few books and things and walk into court and straighten it all out. I hate to be the one to break the news to you, but that's not the way it's going to happen. It's not going to happen with common law courts. It's not going to happen with republics of Texas, where 200 people get together and decide they're going to tell 10 million others what they're going to do with their state. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen by becoming a sovereign and studying the common law and going in and battling with federal judges or municipal judges or state judges. Because they don't care. They're not paying any attention. And you're not winning anything of any consequence. Period. They're going to let us play these games until they get ready, and then they're going to come down upon the American people like lightning from the sky. And if you're not ready at that point to protect and defend your family and your community with the force of arms through a legally and lawfully formed militia organization operating under the principles and ideals set forth in the Declaration of Independence and by the founding fathers of this nation and through the tradition and the legal precedents that have been established by Americans throughout the history of this country, you're going to be enslaved. And that's the truth of the matter. And I've been trying to tell you that and get you prepared for that for many years. There's no more time left to pamper you or to play with you or to spare your feelings. And you can't sit on the fence. You must Now, choose your side and prepare. That is the cold, hard truth and reality of the time in which we live.
When you cast your eyes upon those skylines of this once proud nation, a long train growing arms of population. Valued, used, are being seduced by the greedy hands of politics and hard truths. The future generation, the future generation. By the gasoline fumes and hypnotized by the satellite fumes who believe. Walk back to happy when you know where left to run. The beaten generation, the beaten generation.
The Hour of the Time, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Swiss America Trading, run by my good friend Craig Smith, and peopled by a whole staff of those that really care about this country, about the message of this broadcast. And about helping you. I want you to call them. I want you to tell them that you'd like to begin to prepare yourself, get ready, get your hands on some real money. And if you have a plan or a way that you'd like to do it, propose that plan to them and work out a way that it can become reality. If not, ask them to propose a plan to you or offer you different suggestions, and they will. And thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Tell them that you're a steady listener to William Cooper, and you'll receive red carpet treatment, I guarantee it. You don't want to get caught, ladies and gentlemen, in the downfall that's coming. 1-800-289-2646 is the number. Talk to Frank. I like to give business to people who give us time and effort. And Frank is doing that. So call and ask for him. If he's not there, talk to somebody else. They're all good, excellent people who care. 1-800-289-2646. Look around you right now. Look at the faces of your loved ones. Look them right in the eye if you dare. And I'm telling you right now, if you cannot assure them that you have taken steps to at least protect a portion of your assets, then you must make this call. If you don't make this call, then what you're telling them is you don't care and you don't really love them at all. Take the test. See if you pass. 1-800-289-2646 and do it now. We're hearing from our people in the Soviet, or what used to be the Soviet Union, in Russia, that there's a big, big scandal over there. They can't find 68% of their gold supplies. Disappeared. Disappeared. Nobody knows where it went. Big scandal, big investigation, heads are going to roll. Let's go to the phones. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, William.
Yes.
This is John from North Carolina. Listen, I'm not able to listen and record, and I'm recording your show on my, from my shortwave, so I don't know what you've been talking about tonight, but in my long search for the truth, is I've read your book, Behold a Pale Horse, and I was wondering if I could ask you a couple of questions about it, just so I can do some further research for myself on it.
Sure, make them quick.
Okay, Adam Smith versus Adam Weishaupt, the Wealth of Nations.
Yeah, what about it?
I tried to find a copy of The Wealth of Nations, and the only thing I could find was it was called An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations by an Adam Smith.
You should be able to find it easily. Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations.
Right. I mean, I thought it was quoted in your book. It was Adam Weishaupt.
Oh, you've got to learn how to read, my friend. I didn't say he wrote it. I said Adam Weishaupt published an edition of it.
Oh, he published it.
Yeah, go back and read it. Published, right there. P-U-B-L-I-S-H-E-D, and that finishes you, because that's one of my pet peeves. I cannot stand people who read my book and say I said something that I didn't. That really, really gets me, folks. That burns my butt. Good evening. You're on the air. Goodbye. Whoever it was got cold feet. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Turn off your radio.
Sorry about that. I was just reaching for it. How you doing? It's Paul from Brooklyn. How's everything?
Good.
Just listening to your program, and it's funny because I was on the internet while I was listening to your program, so as soon as your show's over, I'm going to go subscribe. I finally got to finish your book, Behold the Pale Horse. Unlike the last guy, I actually read it. I wanted to let you know, I was kind of confused about 6 or 8 months ago, and I was wondering how I was going to get all this research done. And I got together with a few friends of mine, who I met from a BBS, in fact, and we all have like the same kind of interests in this, you know, in the Patriot Movement and all that. And we went to the United Nations, and we've been doing a lot of the research. And what amazes me is that, sure, you need to go to the Federal Depository Libraries, like you're saying, but these people don't work in Vixdom. Every other title of every other book that we saw there was New World Order, The New World Order, Entrance to the New World Order, everything. It's like you almost don't have to do the extra research, because you just have to read what they put out.
That's right, but you have to know how to look for it. That's why I tell these people who are playing all these silly games out there that they don't even know what they're up against. The wealth and the technology and the minds of the world are against us, and they all belong to the Brotherhood. They've been working on this for many, 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 many years while we've been sleeping. They're prepared, they're in control, and they are powerful.
You're absolutely right. And it's just amazing me that, I hate to say it, it sounds kind of sick, but as I learn more and more, of course I'm sad by the fact that it's all going down, and I really wish you were wrong, but of course you're not.
I wish I was wrong too, my friend, and if I could be wrong, even if it meant I'd be castigated for the rest of my life, I would do it this moment.
I know. I know exactly what you mean, but as I learn the information, it's almost exciting to know that I'm actually, you know, that we're actually right about this thing, as terrible as it and as sick as it may sound. You know, I think there's a lot to be gained by doing the things that you're sending us out to do.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I thought we had disconnected for a second. I heard a click. But
no, I'm still recovering, so if I have to cough or sneeze or something, I turn my mic off, and that's what you hear.
How do you feel, by the way?
Pardon?
How do you feel? How's everything?
I feel so much better now, even though I'm still a little ill. I feel so much better now. It's like I've been reborn.
Oh, great. No, you know, it's funny, because when you've been sick for a while, that happens.
Oh, I was really sick. I was sicker than I've ever been in my life, and for longer than I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear it, but thank God you're feeling better. I called over at Veritas. They have a subscription. I spoke to I think it was Mike, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we were speaking for a while. And, you know, one of the things that amazed me that I couldn't believe was I was joking around. In fact, if he's listening, he'll remember. I was kidding. I called up, and I was making a joke about the fact that I sent my subscription in a week before it actually changed over to the prices, you know. And he was laughing. But then he was telling me that some people were actually really complaining that the price went down and that they wanted their money back or this and that. I don't understand what's wrong with these people, you know.
Sheeple.
What?
Sheeple.
But then why are they subscribing to a great magazine? As far as I'm concerned, it's worth 10 times what you're asking for it. But
they're playing games, and they don't understand that we had to charge that high price to start the newspaper and get it on its feet, and we pledged to ourselves, which most other people wouldn't do. See, if you put out a price and you're getting that price, the rule in business is you don't lower the price.
Right, exactly.
We lowered the price because we wanted to make it available to more people and not be a burden on people. And those people who paid that initial high price, should be extremely proud that without them and without their commitment and their sacrifice of what they paid, there would be no Veritas. And so I just told Mike, if anybody sends in and bitches and complains and whines, prorate for whatever they've received, send their money back and tell them to Helion down the pike and good riddance.
Well, I look at it actually as the opposite. Well, it's the same thing, but as the opposite in a sense, because I'm glad that I sent it in a couple of weeks earlier, because to me, that to my way of thinking, then I was able to send you a few dollars extra, and maybe that would help your cause that much extra. If it's insignificant, it's only a matter of $25, $26. And anybody who's got a complaint about that, or to go out and look at the price of milk and how it's going up and all the other things are going up.
Yeah, plus they forget that at our expense, we're sending the paper by special messenger, hand-delivered to every representative, every senator, every member of the cabinet, every head of every agency, the president and the vice president.
Right. Exactly. So maybe one person's half a subscription may have put 10 newspapers on somebody else's, on somebody that needed to read his door. Hey, who knows? Maybe one of these jerks will actually read it, and you know, because we were all jerks to begin with, and maybe they'll turn on them.
Oh, I can assure you that's already happened, and the IRS is already feeling the brunt of our article on the IRS BATF criminal fraud.
I read that one, by the way. I just got to let you know.
Well, did you get the latest issue, which the headline story tells the result of that story?
No, I'm having some problems with my postal service. I'm not receiving a lot of the issues. I'm going to talk to Mike and see if he'll if I can send him extra money and maybe in some manila envelopes.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, if he'll you know, if I send envelopes with stamps on it, maybe he'll just toss them in an envelope for me, because I'm not going to get them.
Yeah, well, if you want to foot first-class price, he'll be glad to do that.
Not a problem at all, because to be honest, as I said, your magazine is worth a hell of a lot more than a 32-cent stamp now.
Newspaper.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Full-size newspaper.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. I mean, it's incredible. Oh, I spoke to, you know, I wanted to tell you before I go, I spoke to your wife and Pooh on the phone
uh-huh.
a while. I'll tell you something. It's because I had spoke to her. I'm the guy that sent the birds and everything.
Oh, yeah, right? I know.
And I was speaking to her. Let me tell you something. I fell in love with your daughter. She is an absolute doll. I can't get over how much she is. I didn't want to get off the phone. I was talking to her. Your mother, your wife had to pull her away because I think you had to go out somewhere or something. And your wife is real sweet. She told me I talk too fast, which I think I do. that's being from New York City. But I'm telling you, man, you got a great family. I mean, really mean it, you know?
Thank you very much.
And how's the new baby, by the way?
Oh, she's wonderful. Just wonderful.
But I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on how that group's going. We got 4 or 5 people so far, and we're all doing research. I'm trying to get them all to join Catchy. In fact, I have to join myself, because these guys are really, you know, they're sharp people. They're not,
yeah,
not the run-of-the-mill, you know, jerks out there. You know, in fact, they came to me and they were trying to convert me, and I just listened to them for a little while, and they, you know, and they showed me what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they know this. One of them is good friends with Anthony J. Hilda's son.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I got to let you go because there's something I got to do right now.
Okay, Bill, listen, you have a great day. Have a happy new year, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Continental Army of the Republic is recruiting nationwide. The first item of importance that we need are leaders. Leaders. We need leaders with military and organizational experience. People who will execute an oath of allegiance to the Constitution for the United States of America and the state in which they live, who can and will form legally and lawfully active militia units, will agree to and will carry out the legal and lawful orders of their superior officers, will adhere and conform to the strict policy of behavior of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, We will not accept under any conditions racists, bigots, religious fanatics, self-proclaimed prophets, reactionaries, convicted felons, or people who want to overthrow the United States government. You must be willing to undergo a very strict and thorough background check. If you feel that you fit that bill, you write me a letter along with a resume. I will send that to the headquarters staff and you will be contacted. We are interested at the present time, first and foremost, in leaders. Leaders. Not the leaders that you see on Donahue. Not the leaders that you see being castigated and made fools of on Ted Koppel or anywhere else. We want real, serious leaders. And we won't settle for anything less than that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want people whose egos are in it. We don't want people who need to feel important because they're holding a gun in their hand. We want people who are dedicated to the principles and ideals of freedom and who are willing to sacrifice and do whatever is required to maintain that freedom for all people of all races, all religions, and all ancestral origins who are citizens of the states and of this country. If you feel that you are one of those people, send me a letter with a resume and a point of contact and a phone number. That letter will be forwarded to the headquarters staff of the Second Continental Army of the Republic, and you will be contacted. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're very serious about this. Whether you prepare or not, we will. And whether you're willing to fight the battle or not, we are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Tom from Indiana.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, last night you were speaking about the redefinition of the dollar.
Yes.
If this becomes law, what would your opinion be as to the value of things like homes, and what would happen to wages that people earn? Wouldn't those things simply be reevaluated in similar fashion? So it just be-
No. Whatever you owe, you owe. If you owe $200,000 in your home, you will still owe $200,000, but your salary will be decreased according to the devaluation.
Well, wouldn't that mean that if a Federal Reserve note is now worth 1/25 of what it would be, wouldn't the wages simply go up?
No.
Okay, well, could you explain?
The reason for a devaluation is to seize property. In other words, you're not going to be able to pay what you owe.
So the people who have the jobs, their paycheck will not go up.
That's right.
And the values of homes probably would collapse then because nobody could afford one.
So they don't care. They don't want you to afford one. They want you to be dependent upon Big Brother. Socialism is coming. Socialism requires dependency upon the government for everything. Everything.
So the only people that are going
to... If you own a home, you're a threat to socialism.
Right. If you don't have a mortgage, I guess you're still going to have a home if you can find some way of paying the property tax on it.
That's right, because you'll still have to pay the property tax because you really don't own the home, even if you have paid for it.
Right.
And that's what they confessed on NBC News today.
So like you're saying, the only way you're going to survive this is to have food, to have silver, and tangible assets.
And be willing to sacrifice and do what is necessary to preserve your freedoms.
Absolutely.
If you're not... then you might as well put the ankles into the chains and march right into the New World Order. so that it's not so painful for you.
Right. All right, well, I'm just trying to understand the ramifications of it. Have you determined whether or not they have signed that into law yet, or is it still just a bill out there?
As far as I know, it's a bill.
Okay.
And what it really does is creates another definition of the dollar.
Yeah.
So that they can go back and forth however they want.
Well, the biggest ramification I could see of that, or at least one of the bigger ones, is that with regard to foreign trade and foreign exchange, you're going to see a huge increase in the price of oil, imported oil, imported goods. Foreign nations aren't going to want the dollar because it'll be devalued, so we'll have all kinds of calamity in the financial markets as well.
Yes.
And all done by decree.
Speaking of markets, what's been happening?
They've been going down, haven't they?
Also, let me tell you something else, folks. This government shutdown and this balancing the budget, this is an act.
What do you think is the goal of this?
The ultimate goal of this is to put the government in a position where they can't shuffle money around anymore, and they can't steal from trust funds anymore, and the president will have to declare a state of emergency.
Okay, I could see that.
When he declares a state of emergency, you better watch out.
Right.
Now, there are signs all over the country that they're getting ready for some kind of conflict. Now, I was reared on military bases all of the time that I was growing up. My father was an Air Force officer. We lived in base housing. Up until recently, throughout the history of this nation, even in wartime, base housing was never fortified, fenced off, or surrounded by barbed wire or razor wire or guard houses or anything like that. We're beginning to see that happening.
They're securing everything.
Yes.
Hmm.
Or trying to, anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate your opinions, and I will continue to prepare. I have no choice.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
520-333-4578. It's time to quit playing, ladies and gentlemen. Get serious or get the hell out of the way. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, are there any known militias in the state of Illinois?
If you're not a member of the militia of our group, I would not tell you if I knew.
Okay, sir. Can I relay some information?
Certainly.
There was a third-party person involved in the state of Illinois that contacted the local FBI office.
Yes.
Concerning the Oklahoma bombing.
Yes.
Inquired about the incident and wanted a local FBI officer to give a lecture. This person was put under surveillance and his mail was opened.
What do you expect?
Well, it's just...
It's a police state.
It's gotten ridiculous.
Call attention to yourself. Those things are going to happen.
But it just demonstrates that these people criticized any third-party political activist.
Doesn't matter. He did the right thing.
Yeah. Well, we tried to point out to this person that he should file a lawsuit, but he just didn't want to do it.
Well, he should file a lawsuit. Somebody should file a lawsuit.
Well, we're looking into it right now.
Good. Pursue it. Don't let them get away with it. I mean, we have to pursue every avenue we have, even though we know what the ultimate conflict is going to be like.
Well, there's a lot of activity up around Chicago, and people are getting very stirred up about it. Federal judge is an abuse of federal power.
Oh, that's nothing new. They're all a bunch of crooks. Biggest bunch of crooks I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I think they're going to find out what Title 18 is all about if they keep it up, you know.
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
520-333-4578. Is the number. They've been stealing this country right out from under us for many years while we slept and trusted them and thought that they would never betray us. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Bill. This is Chris in Seminole.
Hello, Chris. Make it quick because we're coming down to the wire.
Okay, two things very quickly. The first thing was, do you remember the context of the NBC News broadcast tonight in which they said that the certificate of title doesn't indicate ownership?
No, it was just a very short blurb. It was, in fact, if I had got up to do anything, I would have missed it.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth getting a copy of, would you say?
I have no idea. It depends on you. Why are you asking me? You're the one who knows the value of whatever information you're seeking.
I'd just rather not pay NBC unless the information is valuable enough to read her on my community access show. So that's what I was asking. And the second thing was, have there been any rumors maybe of...
I don't deal in rumors. We never deal in rumors.
Or statements.
Deal in statements. I don't deal in rumors. I don't deal in anything that cannot be supported by facts.
Okay, well, has Al Gore said anything about... it being imperative, in his opinion, for the U.S. Army to be put entirely under the UN recently?
They've all said that over the years. I don't know of any recent statement that he's made. Do you?
No. No, I just wanted to know if something...
But they've all made that statement, including Al Gore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, good night.
I can take one more call if you make it quick. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper. How are you tonight?
Good.
Very good. About the gold, Russia's gold, I remember seeing on the news back about, might have been 3 or 4 years ago, when Yeltsin first came over...
You've got to talk louder.
When Yeltsin first came over to the G7 meeting back about 3 or 4 years ago, Russia gave up or transferred a vast... amount of their gold to the Western countries. After that, what happened to it? Is that the
I have no idea. There's a big stink in Russia right now that it's disappeared. Over 60% of the gold, of their gold reserves has disappeared. I think it's around 68 or 69%.
Do I have time for one more question?
You better make it real quick. We're out of time.
Very quick. The economic statement that you were talking about earlier, did they mention any forecast, specific time when
no.
the meltdown would happen?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
And thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's that time. I want you all to start preparing. Get serious. Are you an American or are you a slave in the New World Order? Make your decision and then make your move. Good night. And God bless you all.
Well,